You're listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week, we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my co-host, Sean.
Hello, everyone.
Today, we're going to talk about how the church is God's family using a story from the Bible.
That's right, Julie.
Hey, Sean, remember when we traveled to Damascus to meet Ananias?
Oh, yeah, I sure do. Wildest time machine ride I ever took.
Well, it didn't help that you pressed the wrong button.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
Ananias told us all about Saul, or Paul, who was on his way to hurt God's family, the church, when Jesus appeared to him on the road and told him to stop.
Not only did Jesus tell him to stop, he also gave Paul a new heart that loved and trusted him.
That's right. Paul loved Jesus and wanted everyone else to love and trust him too. He spent the rest of his life as a missionary sharing the good news of the gospel with everyone. He traveled thousands of miles so others could hear the good news that Jesus came to save sinners. Paul also wrote a good portion of the New Testament in our Bible.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. I mean, especially for one man. He must have been pretty special if he wrote the Bible and saved so many people and stuff.
Whoa, Sean, Paul didn't save anyone. Paul was just a regular man who faithfully shared about Jesus wherever he went. And he had a lot of help, too, from friends and most of all from the Holy Spirit. And it was also the Holy Spirit who gave Paul the words to write the books of the Bible.
So you're saying it wasn't his job to save people? I mean, I thought that's what missionaries do. Otherwise, what good is it just to go around talking to people and sharing things? I mean, we want results, Julie.
Okay, Sean. I see what you mean, but I think I'm having a little bit of trouble explaining it to you. Maybe we need some help from someone who knows a lot about this kind of stuff. Someone who works hard, but isn't in charge of the results.
Mm.
Someone like, I know, a gardener. Let's say gardener together.
Gardener.
Did someone say gardener?
Well, hey, it's our good friend, Jen. She loves to garden. Welcome to the show, Jen.
Thanks for having me, Julie and Sean. I'd love to stop and smell the roses by chatting with a few good friends. Plus, it's hot outside, so this girl needs a break.
Well, thanks so much for coming, Jen. Come on in and enjoy the shade and maybe a tall glass of iced tea because we need your help. We're confused.
Yeah, today we are talking about how Paul went around telling people the good news about Jesus. But Paul wasn't the one in charge of saving them. God was. But people needed to hear the good news about Jesus in order to be saved, which Paul was sharing with them. So how is it not up to Paul? Like I said, we are confused.
Well, let's get to work and see if we can grow in our understanding of God together. The first thing we need to remember is that Paul's job as a missionary wasn't to save anybody. Only God can save a person by giving them a new, healthy heart that loves and trusts Jesus. Paul's job was simply to tell other people the good news and see what happens, like a farmer or a gardener throwing a seed.
A seed?
That's right. If I want a garden of flowers, I have to start by planting seeds. Seeds are amazing. They're small but can do big, amazing things.
Yeah, seeds are pretty cool. Does every seed you plant grow into a beautiful flower, Jen?
I wish, Sean. But no, it doesn't work that way. You see, seeds need good soil and water and just the right amount of sunlight in order to grow. Not to mention some shade, a little rain, and maybe a nice breeze here and there. In other words, it's really hard work for a seed to become a flower.
So I think we understand how a seed becomes a flower, but I still think we're confused about how a gospel seed works. In our story today, we're going to learn about how Paul spread the gospel of Jesus all over the place.
Yeah, and lots of people loved and trusted Jesus, but some didn't. So why did God save some people and not others?
Well, just like a gardener spreads plant seeds, Paul was spreading gospel seeds. Gardeners spread lots of seed on the ground. They take care to plant the correct seeds in the best soil they can, but they can't control some things like the wind and the rain and bugs. God is in control of those things. And just like gospel seeds, God is in control of them too.
What do you mean, Jen?
Well, it isn't the gardener's job to control the weather or the bugs, and it isn't the missionary's job to control who loves and trusts Jesus. That work, saving work, belongs to God. He brings the harvest of flowers and of hearts that love and trust Jesus.
Wow. Well, thanks so much for joining us and for sharing what you know, Jen.
Of course. I hope this helps and you learn even more as you dig into today's story from the Bible.
Okay. Our story today comes from the Bible. The Bible is God's true word. It is from God and about God, and it is true. Let's pray and ask God to help us listen and understand his word. God, thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus, who is the truth, and for the Holy Spirit, who helps us understand who you are and what you have done. Amen.
We have been learning about Saul, who is also sometimes called Paul. He went by both names. But before God gave him a new, healthy heart, Paul was very mean to the church. He did not believe that Jesus was God or that Jesus came to save sinners.
But God had a different plan for Paul. And one day, when Paul was on his way to hurt the people of the church and try to stop them, Jesus spoke to Paul and saved him from his sins. Paul went from hating Jesus to loving and trusting Jesus. In an instant, everyone was amazed.
God saved Paul and sent him to go tell many others that Jesus came to save sinners, just like him. Paul became a missionary, someone who tells other people in other places the good news about Jesus, or the gospel truth. That is what we're going to talk about today.
That's right, Sean. Paul, along with other missionaries and lots of friends, traveled to many different places over many years. However, most people focus on three main journeys that Paul and his friends took.
For these three journeys, we use the word PACE, P-A-C-E, to help us remember each one. Let's try it together.
P.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, sometimes also called Saul.
A.
Antioch, his first journey.
C.
Corinth, his second journey.
E.
Ephesus, his third journey.
Great job. Today we're going to talk about Paul's first missionary journey to A, Antioch. On the count of three, let's all say Antioch. One, two, three.
Antioch.
Paul and his friend Barnabas were sent by God to the city of Antioch.
Now, how do you think Paul got to Antioch? Did he hop on a plane or ride a bus?
No way.
They didn't have planes or buses or cars in Paul's day. Instead, they walked or rode animals or they traveled by water.
And how do you think they did that? On a boat, that's right. But no matter which way they traveled, it took a long time.
Yeah, that is a lot of walking.
Especially when you're wearing sandals. And when they got to Antioch, Paul began to teach the gospel to the Jewish people in the places they worshiped God, called synagogues. Remember, God's special chosen people were called Israelites, or Jews. Paul wanted them to know that Jesus was the promised Savior they had been waiting for. He told them how Jesus was born, lived a perfect life, died on the cross for sins, was buried in a tomb, and on the third day rose from the dead.
Come on now.
Then Paul told the Jews that one day King Jesus would return, so they should turn away from their sins and trust in Jesus.
Thankfully, many of the Jewish people believed Paul, and they became Christians or followers of Jesus. They became a part of God's family, the church. Now remember, the church is just everyone who has ever loved or trusted Jesus. The church is God's family.
That's right. And even though many Jews believed what Paul said was true, sadly, many did not. They thought Paul was lying about Jesus being the promised Savior. They were mad. They were also jealous that big crowds were following Paul and Barnabas to listen to their teachings. So they started telling the people that Paul and Barnabas were wrong about Jesus and not to listen to them anymore.
Rude. Well, Paul and Barnabas cared for their people, the Jews. They wanted every Jewish person to love and trust Jesus. But when Paul heard the angry things the Jewish people were saying, he told them that they were going to take the good news of the gospel to the Gentiles. On the count of three, let's say Gentiles. One, two, three.
Gentiles.
A Gentile is anyone who's not a Jew. Most of us are Gentiles because we're not Jewish.
Paul told the Jews that the gospel was not only for them, God's special chosen people, but for everyone. Everyone who loves and trusts Jesus is a part of God's family. So Paul and Barnabas told the Gentiles in Antioch the good news about Jesus. And guess what?
What?
So many Gentiles believed and told others about Jesus that soon all of the nearby towns heard about Jesus too.
What? Well, when the Jews heard this, they were even angrier and wanted Paul and Barnabas to leave Antioch right away. They didn't want anyone to hear Paul's words about Jesus anymore. But instead of being discouraged, the Bible says Paul and Barnabas shook the dust from their sandals and traveled to the next city. That means they kept going because other people needed to hear the good news about Jesus too.
When their journey to Antioch was over, Paul and Barnabas returned home rejoicing, excited to share with their church family about all the Gentiles and Jews that God had saved.
Finally, let's get an even closer look at this story by reading what happened when Paul and Barnabas went back home by reading the Bible. If you're at home, open up your Bible with me. Our story today can be found in the New Testament, the book of Acts, chapter 14, verse 27. I'll give you a moment to find it. That's Acts 14, 27. And remember, it's okay to ask for help if you need it. If you don't have a Bible with you right now, that's okay too. You can just listen closely. Okay, everyone, are you ready? Acts 14, 27 says, "When they," Paul and Barnabas, "arrived and gathered the church together, they declared all that God had done with them and how he had opened a door of faith to the Gentiles."
The church cared for Paul and Barnabas and encouraged them to keep on going, to keep telling others that Jesus came to save sinners.
God's rescue plan has always been for all people, Jews and Gentiles. Everyone who believes is a part of God's family, the church, forever. The church is God's family. All right, you just heard God's word. Let's play a game to see what you've learned. We call it
5 Second Fly Through Review.
That's right, and our friend Jen is back to play our game with us. Tell us how to play, Jen.
Okay, I'm going to ask you 7 questions, and you'll have 5 seconds to think of the answer. When the timer runs out, let's shout out our answers together and see if you got it right.
Okay, everyone, are you ready?
Because here we go.
Question number 1. What do we call someone who tells other people in other places the gospel truth?
A missionary.
Question number 2. Paul went on how many missionary journeys?
3.
Question number 3. Did Paul and Barnabas share the gospel with the Jews in Antioch?
They sure did.
Question number 4. Were all of the Jews happy about what Paul and Barnabas were teaching?
Nope.
No.
Question number 5. Who did Paul and Barnabas say they were going to teach next?
The Gentiles.
Question number 6. Did the Gentiles believe in Jesus? Yes, many of them became a part of the
church.
Last question. Question number 7. Who belongs to God's family, the church?
Everyone who has ever loved and trusted Jesus.
How did you do? Did you learn something new about God today from the Bible? Or were you reminded of something good, true, or beautiful that you already knew? We hope so, but now it's time to live like it's true. This week, make a card for someone you love and send it to them in the mail. Maybe even tell them something you've been learning from this podcast or share the good news about Jesus with them. Just like that letter, Paul traveled many miles and went many places to tell other people the good news.
As we finish up our time together today, let's worship God through a song that reminds us that God is good.
God is G-O-O-D. He has always been G-O-O-D. Will forever be G-O-O-D to you and me. Always been G-O-O-D. Will forever be G-O-O-D to you and me.
God is good. All our G-O-D. G-O-O-D is our G-O-D. G-O-O-D is our G-O-D. G-O-O-D is our G-O-D.
God is good.
Listening to God's Big Story, today's story was just one of the stories in the Bible, which is really just one big story about one big God.
And if you'd like to read more about God sending Paul to the Jews and Gentiles in Antioch, you can turn to Acts 14 anytime and read it together as a family, maybe over dinner. For more information or details about the show, be sure to check out this episode's description or visit tvcresources.net.
And tune in next time to God's Big Story. We'll see you again real soon.
See ya!